Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This is a Football Friday edition of Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app.
On 1080 The Fan.
On the Vancouver 4 text line, we got this question. What has changed over the last 30 days that the Blazers have been able to make these small strides? Anything specific to the growth that we've seen in Scoot Henderson? Specifically, I think that's the guy that we've seen the largest strides from. But if you want to go on the granular, over the last 30 days, you've seen a switch flipped in DeAndre Ayton from guy who cannot be playable to last handful of games, been damn right dominant.
I think that might end up being the biggest one.
Tumani Kamara on the defensive end has continued to ratchet things up. And he'll give you the nights where he's popping in the scorebook. Shaedon Sharpe gets moved to the bench, and he has started to grow. But even guys like Chris Murray, man. Chris Murray, over the last 30 days, has been playing so much better basketball. So what is it that you look for as the things that have changed the most to these small strides moving forward? Because I think there's a lot of different ways to go about it because of so many guys who have upped their game.
There's this... You can point to a million things. I'm going to point to DeAndre Ayton because I think that's where everything kind of flows out of. Because if he's cheeks, none of it matters. If you don't have somebody anchoring a defense, it's gone. And really for the last 5 games that he's played, it's been his best games as a Blazer. And I don't think it's particularly close. It's not even just like, I mean, his scoring has been otherworldly efficient. Like, just 10 of 12 last night.
It's infuriating. It's infuriating that he can be this dominant, though, and then have stretches of a guy that does not look playable in the NBA.
Yeah, I mean, he just, the give a damn completely disappears. Like, I've said this, and I will maintain this. I think he has the best touch in the NBA for a big not named Nikola Jokic. Like, it's not Daniel Gafford dunking the ball 18 straight times. He's hitting 14-foot middies with dudes in his face, just straight cash over and over and over again. And you're just like, oh my. He's shooting 50% on mid-range shots this year. He's one of the best, not even just for bigs, he's one of the best mid-range shooters ever. It's crazy. It doesn't make any sense. But defensively, if he's locked in, and not even as a rim protector, but like able to rotate out, able to cut off driving lanes, able to you know, quote unquote, turn off the water, like take away a team's number one option of getting to the rim and being a deterrent. Well, now Tu can be aggressive. Now Denny can be aggressive. Now Rob Williams can be aggressive. Now Jeremy. But before Jeremy rolled his ankle, Jeremy was playing like a demon on defense.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going, oh, Shaden has started. Even if he's making mistakes, he's making hustle plays and being disruptive. Scoot is you know, I mean, being disruptive in passing. Like, Scoot's getting, like, I want to say he's getting two steals a game right now. He's been incredibly active in the passing lanes and being disruptive. You can do those things when you've got a team that has a bit of an anchor. And I think everything kind of flows from that. Now, what makes it better is Tumani Kamara leveling up into the disruptive force of nature defensively. Because if you look at their offensive stuff, the Blazers' offense hasn't been great.
No.
It's nothing spectacular. It's fine. But, like, if you look at where they have been defensively, I think coming out of last night, I think they're fifth in the last 2 weeks. Oh, my bad. They improved to fourth.
Oh.
They, in the last 2 weeks, they have the fourth best defense in the entire NBA. Which, here's a weird group for you. Another team that has won some games. Number one in the last 2 weeks defensively, Toronto Raptors. Number two, the Lakers. Number three, Boston. Number four, Portland. Now, part of that is the offenses that Portland has played. Orlando twice. Charlotte. Miami in a funk.
Mm-hmm.
But they won those games. If you played those games in November, December, they probably lose those games. Like, that's the way they were playing. They weren't on the same page. But you've got Denny in a role that makes sense. You've got Tu in a role that makes sense. Yeah. You've got DeAndre in a role that makes sense. Like, when this, and more than the role stuff, it's these guys being on the same page and understanding each other.
Yeah.
I think that might end up being the biggest part of it.
When you mentioned Jeremy Grant, something kind of just stuck out to me is that, like, we're talking about this run over the last 30 days, and over the last 30 days, the Blazers have played 16 games,
mm-hmm.
and Jeremy Grant has played in seven of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the seven that he has played in have been five of the six wins in this stretch, but I believe that the ones that he missed mm-hmm. from December 30th to January 16th, I think that is where we started to see everybody else kind of grow and fall in
sure.
line with their roles. This isn't to say that it was addition by subtraction, but it allowed the Blazers to take a look around, because a lot of times you're looking at the Blazers go, all right, JG, we don't know what to do really. Mm-hmm. And they had to find new guys, had to identify their roles and kind of find that structure without him on the floor. I think that helped everybody yeah. else kind of fall in line, especially a guy like Scoot Henderson. But you saw him come back, and when everybody else is more comfortable, they've been playing really well.
Yeah, no,
he didn't play last night, but I don't think it mattered because the Magic were atrocious.
They're awful. I think the biggest part of that from the wing standpoint has been Denny's emergence. Because Denny's emergence as a natural playmaker, facilitator, downhill force is the thing that they needed. And Jeremy's just been awful from two this year. Awful. Like, he's still shooting the crap out of the ball from three, but
Denny and two. Yeah. I think two is finding his role.
Mm-hmm. There's a little more space. He's not going to have a ton
yeah.
of offensive workload. But it is a couple more possessions, and like, you can do experimental stuff. And again, I love JG, and I think that them having him has been worth it, because it gave structure and framework to what they're trying to do. But now it's like mama bird pushing the birds out of the nest. Like, you got to figure it out now. But the thing is, in that same period, you saw guys actually start to show growth. So it became, okay, I don't have to throw you out there and go, oh, God, here we go again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's been the difference this time around, because we've seen this happen before. We saw it all last year when, you know, the vets got shut down.
Yeah.
And it didn't, when they had all that opportunity and all that leash, didn't just materialize into production. Something has clicked. Something has come together.
Well, do you think there's anything to the, and we're getting several texts on this right now, and it's pretty obvious, it was on social media last night too. DeAndre Ayton is playing like a guy who may want to be traded.
Look, he may want to be. He makes $35 million, and everybody knows what the freight of DeAndre Ayton. There isn't a person in the league who works in the league who doesn't know how talented he is. That's what pisses everyone off.
Mm-hmm. It's frustrating to watch.
look, he wasn't a number one overall pick, like where people were like, well, it's Anthony Bennett. Like, no. No, he was new age David Robinson, guys. Like, there was no doubt about the talent.
But the skids are there. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it's...
This is a guy who anchored a team to an NBA Finals defensively.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, there's no qualms about the talent.
Damn. He kind of reminds me of, like, there's going to be a team that's going to be like the girl who dates the hot dude mm-hmm. who's just flawed to the nth degree. She's like, I can fix him. There's going to be a team that goes that route. And it's like, no, you're not. Mm. Because I think that this isn't more of like DA motivated to be traded. This is more of like DA
I think he's just
being
happy.
Who he is.
I think he's just happy.
And there's peaks and valleys mm-hmm. with his happiness.
Yeah.
And it goes with his production on the floor.
I think that Chauncey, I think the realization with him was, you know what we need to do, regardless of what I want to do with anything else? I need to give him the LaMarcus Aldridge treatment. I need to just Pac-Man him for the first 5 minutes of the game. Nom, 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 nom.
Let him eat.
Let him eat for 5 minutes. And then if he's got it, we keep it going.
Yeah.
If not, hey, D.A., look, we tried to get you going, big dog. Wasn't there.
Not the night.
Go look at his scoring by quarter.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Let's see if anything pops up. Because I almost guarantee his first and second quarter scoring is going to be significantly higher than his third and fourth.
Interesting.
Because it's you get him involved and you get him to care and you go, huh. Interesting. What does that look like?
LaMarcus Aldridge is exactly what it looks like, and that's the guy that you brought up.
And the only time you saw LaMarcus in the fourth quarter was in the half court in the final 2 minutes when it was go time.
Yep.
And the Blazers, when they need a bucket, what are they rolling?
They run DA.
They run a pick and roll.
Yep.
Because like if you've got him going, he's got 18 points and he's, you know, 9 of 10 from the field, you know what a defense is going to do? They're going to go with him. And then all of a sudden you have opportunities.
No doubt about it.
It's such a weird, and I'm not saying this to take away from Scoot or Shaden or Timani or Denny. I just think that DA, because the variance is so wide.
Yeah.
Him tightening that and also being super productive and super efficient and being good on defense has been the thing that they can build out on. Don't get me wrong. That's a foundation that can be made of sand.
Yeah.
The water can wash that away real quick.
Yeah.
It's not a good idea to build that and go, we're good here. This ain't bedrock, you know? But when it's good, it's good.
Okay.
So right. We'll see where it goes. All right, coming up next, it's time for our worst day on the web. This is, I've actually heard of this before as a joke, but boy, I don't know how far this can go. A villain for hire service where a weak boyfriend can look tough. For beating him up in front of their girlfriends.
Oh.
Where are we falling on this? That's our worst day on the web. Coming up next. But first is Will Orton with a Sports Center update.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.